certainly willing to be shown. You know what I mean? I am frustrated about something. I really want to see our fellowship really right in helping the lambs for the next year and doing the real work for the whole church. And I'm grieved over the fact that there's such disunity. It's not happening. It makes me really sad. You know what I mean? And I really want to unify with those that are right to do that and do a real work here.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was a story. I said, one thing we're going tonight is spending our fellowship. If we have no other direction, we should really enjoy him. Because I know a few cases of serious sin. I don't have to post myself at all. I don't have to deal with this issue at all. And I really do want to learn how to deal with it. And it is really dangerous for our fellowship. We really should be discussing among us because some of these sins are quite serious.
That is a direction Stuart gave before, that the really gross things that happen in our fellowship must be brought up. And that if there's a desire for unity among us, we'll be able to stand up against these things and require these brothers and sisters to really repent.
My name is Marty Daly. When I came to the meeting tonight, I was expecting the first session of the school. And I noticed a lot of brothers and sisters got up and started making confessions about things, and it seemed like everyone got drained, and it doesn't seem like any real direction towards the meeting came about. And I agree with the brethren that are saying we should go to Stuart and seek direction, or we should go in some direction. We should decide on some area of fellowship. I think we should proceed in this direction instead of just going around about what's going on.
My name is Mike Brown. When I first came in here, I did say something strange. The whole time, my conscience is telling me that I shouldn't say anything because I've seen this happen over and over again. So we would stand up, and a lot of things get thrown up in the air, and it always happens that we do go through it. And I think maybe that's going on now. So we need to go to Jesus to show us these situations and what's going on. I know that Jesus is not pleased with what's going on now, and I know that he wants to heal all of us, brother. And we should go to war against these wrong things. My conscience was telling me to sit down, because I did see this happen over and over again.
Excuse me. I think that we should divide, though. That would be a start, because then we'll see what Orange brothers are going to really put out in that bit, and what Brown brothers are going to be committed, and it'll be more united. You know, it'll be a start, and we'll have an idea what's going on with one another at least. It will be a start, because everybody now is like, even though we have our colors and stuff, like, some of us are still in comfortable positions by just sitting around the crowd. You know, like, some of the body language is just, like, bent over and stuff, you know. And it would help if we were at least divided. We'd be able to see what's going on physically.
My name is David Newman. I'd like to say something, and I saw myself tonight. It's when our sisters are called upon and when they have to stand up to actually direct the meeting and help out. That really upsets me. The Bible says a woman shouldn't speak in church. I know there'll come a day when weak brothers will be strong enough that won't have to happen. But especially older brothers, you should, I think you should really feel ashamed and like you're a mark and have that happen. Jesus is coming, and I know we'll all be really sorry unless we're trying to please him. It's eternity from then on.
I was noticing that out of almost all the older brothers that were standing up and speaking, besides Jeff, haven't even mentioned Jesus. And, like, Jesus is here with us now, and we should be centering our lives and centering ourselves in Jesus. And you know what I mean? This is like Bobby said, everyone's panicking. And that does seem like what's going on. And nobody's going to Jesus at all, or even looking to him and seeing, nobody's even talking about him, nobody's even mentioning him. It's like, well, let's do this, well, let's do that.
This is not one of the rules, too. This is one of the recent rules when you're supposed to get into psychology.
Yeah.
Pointing to Jesus and always having faith in him on the front of our minds. I don't think that anything's changed in the last 3 years. I don't think that we're the fellowship of any They're going to go close to the door of Basco. The tendency to panic. There's a problem. There's nothing new. The Russians are given that, and then, enough.
I would like to say something. My name is Ron Michelle, and I'm an older brother and a brown brother. And, I'm nervous to stand up and talk, though. But one thing I'd like to point to is the fact that I took communion yesterday. That was a very, very special thing. I haven't taken communion in months. Since we came to the school, I haven't taken communion. I remember Stuart saying at the meeting that we need to have an overcoming spirit. And taking communion is very, very meaningful to me. It's a very personal thing, going to Jesus like that. Even to take communion at all, the way I've been, I had to examine myself and decide whether I should take communion or not. And I decided that if I took communion, I'd better start proving myself from this point on and have an overcoming spirit. And even if I'm nervous, I'm going to stand up and give myself. It's ridiculous that for me to stand up in front of my brothers and sisters and talk is a big deal. That is so ridiculous. It is a gross witness against us. And like Dave said, the older brothers sitting there and sisters correcting us. It's ridiculous. It really is shameful. And I don't know what to do right now. I don't know what direction we ought to take. I don't even know what's going on. It's just fucked in. But one thing's obvious, that this situation has been going on for a long time, and it's going to keep going on as long as we're able to do anything. And there can't be unity in anything as long as this goes on. Except if we are divided, it seems to me to be the thing that is urgent.
My name is Barry Weinbaum. The thing about dividing is mostly only the Orange and Silver Brothers are fellowshipping now and still can't do a unified course of action. This is the Orange and Silver Brothers. I think it's a dark story. Because I myself would like to give the right direction, but I don't know what it is, and I don't think we would know if we heard it from anyone in the store. We wouldn't accept it.
My name is Tom Eckner, and I think that's what we're...
The sister is complaining.
I was going to say, Blake, you did the same thing that brother right there said, because I know Jesus has used Stuart a lot of times in situations like this, and it seems like, you know, even the older brothers don't you know, really know what's going on, so, you know, maybe the older brothers too could unite and go, you know, ask Stuart, Jesus will use Stuart.
One point about what our sister said. Now, I know for a fact that we just can't, if there's something wrong, we just don't suddenly, Stuart, I need help. We have to be looking at each of us, especially those that are right, staying in unity, knowing that when the right time comes, the meeting sure does point out the necessary directions. And I know personally, in a lot of ways, I don't fully know what is going on, but I'm not going to hold back and not go to war. I know that there should be an attitude of uniting among us. And it really, it's very clear there isn't disunity in the things others and sisters said. The real lack of unity and the need of right uniting in right directions among us.
The Bible says about destruction in our church. And they do say that there should be division, but that would be a difference. And there are several of you who agree with that. And you can have a door on that, but you should do that.
Brothers and sisters, it does seem like everybody's doing their own opinion. One of the new directives is to work out devoted, to be devoted to the right framework. The right framework of action. And maybe somehow we can agree on what we think it should go. So we need your own opinion.
I agree.
Paul said that all of you may agree and be of one mind. Those of us that are right with Jesus should be of the same mind in regard to in regard to this problem. What do other brothers and sisters think
about this?
Before the meeting started, what direction we should be taking, or what we should even do before the meeting? What do you want us to do?
I was aware